I've been listening to AFR for probably 5 years, and it has become a really vital part of my life. I start each day with AFR. I love the combination of prayer and teaching. I was missing out on the teaching previously. I did go to church, but I wasn't really learning anything, and I just didn't realize how much I was missing. I love everybody on AFR. You're such a blessing to me, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart.
More than 45 years ago, Brother Don Wildman, with Linda by his side, heeded God's call and began this ministry on his dining room table. Since then, dedicated people and supporters have joined Don's efforts to bring godly values back to America. And the fight is far from over.
All God asks of you is faithfulness.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. You can help honor Brother Don's legacy with a Founders Day pledge. Call 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
And thank you so much for joining us this fall Share-a-thon. This is Wesley Wildman as a host on Dr. Peck's program. She's with us as well. Dr. Peck, thank you.
Thank you for being my co-host.
I'm glad to be on, and I always enjoy the opportunity to welcome in our guest, or welcome in our listening audience to Share-a-thon here, so thank you for having me. Now, we are at just over halfway through our fall Share-a-thon, so if you have not called in and financially supported the work that we're doing here and the many things that you get to listen to and be a part of on AFR, call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net. That's AFR.net. Now, you've probably heard this a few times if you've been listening throughout the day, but we do have people that are joining in throughout the day because of their lunch break throughout the states, because we are on the radio station in 35, 34 different states. So we want to remind those that are joining in about our premiums and our gifts here. So will you tell them a little bit about that?
I would love to do that. And once again, that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And I'm looking at the board, Wesley, and it's really exciting because I think it is absolutely possible that this hour we could reach 10,000 families who have called in to donate. We are just a little over 9,800. Wouldn't that be exciting? So call in 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Now, Wesley, what you're talking about is being a great commission partner. That's a monthly gift of $30 or more, and you get this book here. We will model it for you like Vanna White right here. The 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times by our very own Alex McFarland and Bert Harper. And if you have a one-time gift of $150 or more, receive the Founders Planner. That's your pawpaw right there.
That's
on the
right front.
877-616-2396. Dial it with me. 877-616-2396.
We got it. Or go to AFR.net. Now, right. Like you mentioned, we're at 9,840 individual gifts. That's right.
So
yeah,
good.
That's wonderful. And that, in most cases, that's going to represent a household. So that's going to be families there. So the multiplication there is exciting to look at. Like I said earlier, when we opened up the program, we're a little over halfway. If you have not called in, do so now. Now, I was also on today's issues earlier, and we played a handful of testimonies. We had testimonies. Yeah. And then we also had a guy that's here serving as answering the phones for us, and he was on with us as well. So there's nothing better than hearing from our own listeners, those that you are impacting by financially supporting. So, Richard, if we've got one, we'll go ahead and listen to one of those now.
Hi, my name is Dwight. I'm from Vidor, Texas. I've been listening to AFR probably close to 10 years. I listened for the first 3 or 4 years, and always during the marathon, I kept thinking about giving money, but I didn't, and I kept feeling the push for it. So I finally did, and I made the one donation. And when I did that donation, I got a bloopers from heretofore known as Learning University. Anyway, when I got that, I played it, and I had gotten on to Learning University one time, and there I was at the end of the tape. Well, I felt that being motivation, because the next year I became a monthly giver, and things have been going good for me, and I love all of the different shows. Y'all have a blessed day.
That's wonderful. Well, that's what you get to be a part of. We are unequivocal. We are unashamed. We are a Christian ministry that have Christian radio program all throughout the day, and we share the good news of Jesus Christ. We share a biblical worldview in different phases of life, and you can be a part of that and impact hundreds of thousands of people each and every day through our radio network. And as was mentioned by our supporter there that left us a kind message, we also have a written publication, and there's just many different ways that we're able to impact our culture. There's very few, if any, ministries out there like us, and especially at the size of scale that God's given us, the territory that God's given us. We are a large ministry that requires funds to do the things that we do, and we ask that you would call in at 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net.
You know, Wesley, I feel like they played that listener testimony just for me, the obnoxious Texan. That was from Vidor, Texas, right outside of Beaumont. So thank you so much for calling in, and we would love to have every state that we are broadcasting in represented. You can call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We have some volunteer. I think we only have maybe one or two volunteers in here who are not taking a phone call. So that is fantastic. You
that
guys keep
good.
Them busy.
Yes, that's very, very, very good. Let me read the passage of scripture that we conclude, or that we landed on, we decided on as a team here at AFR in order to represent our fall share-a-thon, and that's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20-21. It says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all of generations, forever and ever. Amen." This Bible verse, just to make some conversation here, is actually engraved inside the ring, my wedding ring. Now,
is it really?
It is. Now, I'm not wearing the official wedding ring, uh-huh, because now, I don't know, was it about 10 years ago they started making these silicone, uh-huh, rings? And so just easier for men that are very active or out and, you know. But so
coaching,
I've got
baseball.
That's right, coaching baseball. But the wedding ring that my wife gave me that I do have, it has got this Bible verse engraved. So when I saw this, I thought, well, that's interesting. So this is a passage of scripture that my wife and I come back to often as we go throughout our weeks and months, and I've been married for 12 going on 13 years.
That's amazing. Yeah. That makes me feel so old. I've been married for 27
oh,
years
wow. Congratulations.
Now. Can you believe that? And, you know, I'm a big Astros fan, Wesley, and I know that, you know, we have to agree to disagree on that, but
we
that's what my husband will say. We've been married one Jose Altuve because he's number 27.
Is that right?
And we don't know why everybody hates on him, but, hey, we want you to show us some love here today.
Please
at
do.
AFA, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Please call in or go to AFR.net. And we're so appreciative for everybody who is calling in to give. And Wesley, one of the things that I really appreciate about American Family Association is that it really was started by your family. You have such a strong legacy of faith. And there's so many families who work here too.
Yeah, a lot of families that work here, a lot of husbands and wives, or parents and children work here as well. Yeah, my papa started the ministry of AFA in 1977. In the late 80s, early 90s, he began growing a radio program network under the ministry of AFA called American Family Radio, which is what you're listening to now. And at one point, it was the fastest growing Christian, well, it was the fastest growing radio network in the country, regardless of genre. And, of course, that also includes the fastest-growing Christian radio network in the country. And then we are now still in the process of purchasing radio stations as God allows and as we see best fits, both financially and population-wise. However, our biggest, between AFR and the radio stations, our biggest effort is to grow our app, because the app can go anywhere. We don't have to be regulated by purchasing or waiting in line to get a tower. So our radio app or AFR app is very, very, very important to us. And so we want to make you aware of that, because we do get occasionally we get people say, well, why can't you have a radio station here, a radio station there? Or maybe your radio station is really good and then I get outside the signal and it gets kind of weak. There are limitations to having a radio tower, but there's no limitations to having the AFR app. So we encourage you to download the AFR app, and from there you can listen to us live. Also, too, we archive all of our radio content as well, and so all of our radio content there, radio program, and also, too, the podcast. So we have a couple of radio programs. Well, they're not radio programs. They're called podcasts that we have that are exclusive to podcasting that's not on our network. And we've been developing that over the last couple of years, and so we have some unique content there. So you're going to want to go check out and download our AFR app. Now, our AFR app is on the Apple Store. It's on Google Play. It's on Amazon. And how am I saying? Is that Roku?
Roku.
I don't
think
have
how
Roku,
you say it. Yeah, Roku.
Now, what exactly is that?
You
is
know,
that like an internet TV?
Now you're putting me on the spot. This is becoming a thing. I really don't know. I think it's some sort of TV. And yeah, my producer is nodding. No,
okay.
I don't have it
okay,
either.
Either.
No, what I have is four kids at home who will help mama use the remote.
Whatever.
I'm like, please,
that's it.
I want to watch this show. Can you please help me? And then that's where I just feel old there. But yes, or you can ask, you know what I say usually on the show is she who shall remain nameless, because if you say that, and I'm saying A-L-E-X-A, because I don't want
to,
you know, set them off if they're listening. But you, if you're listening, call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We are very, very close to 9,900 individual giving families, giving persons. So thank you so much for that. We would love to have you call in, 877-616-2396.
And by calling in and financially partnering with us, you are helping us be able to continue the work that we're doing, and also to grow as we expand, because we understand that God's given us a platform of American Family Radio. And like I said, we've purchased a few radio stations over the last couple of years. But in addition to that, we've got movie projects, or we got video projects.
Yeah.
We also have projects that require us to travel. We got events. There also, I'll tease a little bit of our second segment. We're going to have a guest on.
We are.
That's a staff member and employee of AFA Action. And AFA Action, they do so much as it relates to legislation and politics and making sure that your values, the American values, Christian values, are being presented and fought for in D.C., both locally and statewide. And so we're grateful for that portion of our ministry. AFA has grown over the years, and with its multiple different departments and just around 130 staff members. So it's a lot of moving parts, a lot of different things. But with God's help, we have a wonderful team here. We got wonderful leaders. We got great department heads. And we are doing the best we can with what God's given us. We have a tremendous amount of accountability. That's huge. And your work in ministry, focusing on the family, what could you say about the importance of accountability as it relates to having a sustainability of consistency? Because that's very important, is it not?
It is very important. You can call in and help us at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. You know, Wesley, actually, in my nursing world, I teach health policy.
Uh-huh.
And when my students come in to take health policy, I poll them about their feelings. And they use one word more than any other word to describe their feelings about the upcoming class. Do you want to guess what that word is?
What?
It's not very nice. It's dread.
Dread.
Like they're dreading it. And I think that's how a lot of people feel, is they want to get involved, but they kind of dread it because it's just, it feels so divisive and it feels so, you know, just conflict. But what I tell them is, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
A cliche, but it is very, very true. And so families have got to be involved. We have got to fight on two fronts. We've got to fight those for our laws and the policy arena, but we've also got to fight at home for our families. And you can help us in that fight at 877-616-2396. Call in. We just hit 9,900 donors.
Yeah,
that's
a round
super
number.
Exciting. It's exactly 9,900. Help us get to 10,000 this hour. 877-616-2396.
And we're looking forward to having one of our own staff members for AFA Action coming up after this short break, and we'll tell you a little bit more about what they're doing in D.C. and around the country as it relates to legislation and politics. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. I want you to picture this. Her name is Kayla. She is 17, alone, terrified, and pregnant, sitting in a clinic, tears blurring, thinking abortion is her only option, until she was offered a free ultrasound paid for by a hero just like you. The moment Kayla heard her baby's heartbeat, the decision was made. And today, her little baby boy, Gabrielle, is thriving because Preborn walked with Kayla every step of the way. Now multiply that by 38,000. That's how many babies Preborn has helped save just this year. How many mothers Preborn has come alongside with practical and spiritual resources to make motherhood possible. But here's the most important thing you will hear today. Their goal is to save 70,000 by the end of the year, and they can't do it without us. Every $28 provides that ultrasound the moment everything changes. Will you be the reason the next Kayla chooses life? The reason Gabrielle fulfills his destiny. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
After crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, God instructed the children of Israel to take stones from the river and make a memorial. When their future children would say, "What do these stones mean?" the parents would recount the Lord's deliverance of Israel from slavery and Israel's arrival in the Promised Land. In each of our lives, there are events that ought to be remembered, events where the Lord moved and delivered us. Whether we use stones, photos, or special celebrations, it matters only that we take time to remember what the Lord has done and pass that testimony on to future generations.
Since 1977, the American Family Association has been informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. The Lord has given us many victories over the years that laid the foundation for our work today and into the future. Learn more at afa.net.
This is Judy, and I'm from Indiana. I would just like to thank American Family Radio, the whole company, the whole corporation, because you have provided so much information, educational and spiritual, prayers. It's overwhelming to even think of all the things that you provide that have helped me over the years. I have shared your radio station with my friends to get them to see the news that you provide, Christian-based information. Thank you, Lord. You know, I just thank the Lord for you, because you have changed my life and made me stronger and guided me in many topics that I have not understood. And I'm so thankful for the love that you have of Israel. I appreciate that too. Thank you.
It's Founders Day on American Family Radio, and we're honoring the legacy of Brother Don Wildman.
This is God's work. God did it.
You can help us honor Brother Don's faithfulness and continue his ministry with your support. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge, or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
We're back with our fall share-a-thon. We're back over the break, and we're looking forward to hearing these phone rings. What we're looking forward to, Dr. Peck.
That's exactly right.
We're going to hear these phones ringing. And the way the phones are going to ring is if you call in.
That's
now, yesterday,
right.
Before I give the number, yesterday there was a bunch of challenges we gave y'all that weren't even part of our traditional script here. We said, listen, if you're from Texas, you got to call
in.
We said if you want us to beat Walker, we got to call in. There was a bunch of those going on.
We got in a little trouble for going off script.
We did.
I'm not really sorry.
No, I'm not sorry because I know that on my lunch break today, Walker said that in all seriousness, that our numbers during the hour we were together during your program were really good. So
good
right there,
job.
That's a fist bump. That's right.
877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We have a friendly competition going on with Wesley's brother, Walker.
That's right.
And yesterday, I was talking a little smack, and then all of a sudden, I got smacked with some conviction because he was right here in my computer screen, right over my shoulder. I didn't realize he was right there.
Yeah.
But he is watching over us, and so we really, really want to do well. 877-616-2396. And you know, Wesley, we really appreciate the people who donate what they can.
Yep.
Every donation counts. It does not have to be a big amount. It is just all about that gesture of obedience, the prompting of the Holy Spirit. If you've been ministered to and if you can give a dollar, we would love to hear from you. We have the best volunteers.
We do.
Now that this is my third Share-a-thon that I've been here, they're people who come back over and over and over again.
Yeah, we
just
do.
Just to volunteer.
Yep. The gentleman that we had on today's issues earlier is someone who's traveled with us doing different types of tours, and so I've met him many times, and he drove down from Richmond, Virginia to help volunteer for our Share-a-thon, and he was one. If you called in and you talked to Jeff, that's who I'm talking about. And really, really thankful for our listeners, for our supporters, and I get to say that a lot, and so I just want to what are we doing?
I don't know. Oh, we're clapping.
Something
great is happening. What's great is happening is we're almost to 10,000 donors.
Right.
So we're at 9,929. Call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And we've got somebody on the phone. We've got her on the phone. One of the things that AFA does, which, like you said, Wesley, so many things, is that we have the iVoter Guide. Mm-hmm. So before the break, we were talking about policy, and there's a lot of people who think, well, I want to be involved, but what can I really do to make a difference? Well, we have that answer.
We do have that answer. We're going to welcome on now Debbie Withnall, the president of iVoter Guide. We're very grateful to have her on, and I have the opportunity to meet with her, and my brother specifically works closely with her each week and each month as we get in between. Obviously, during election seasons, it's even more, but we're coming up on one of those right now. And Debbie Withnall, we want to have you on and talk a little bit about what iVoter Guide is doing to help change our country for the better, for the family, and for Christian values. So, Debbie, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you, Wesley, and wish I could be in Tupelo clapping along as all the calls came in. It was so fun to be there last time you had it. Just the energy in the room, and, you know, we just so appreciate all of you who call in and support what we do because we couldn't do it without you.
Amen. That's exactly right. Now, while we have you on the phone, give us about a minute or two about what you're doing specifically with AFA or with AFA Action and the iVoter Guide specifically that would mean something to our listeners. Tell them what we're doing with their money as it relates to iVoter Guide.
Well, you know, all of us in America are citizens, and a citizen's responsibility is to choose those who are going to govern us. It's in the Declaration of Independence that government gets its powers from the consent of the governed, and that is everybody listening to this call. We are the governed in America. So we get to choose our leaders, but, you know, it's a responsibility. But how do you know who to choose? So that's where iVoter Guide comes in. We do the research for you. AFA makes that possible. And then we provide that to you, the voter, at iVoterGuide.com. You just go and enter your voting address, and we just show you the races on your ballot. It couldn't be easier to become an informed voter. And we're doing that. You know, there's elections next year, but there's actually elections going on right now in many areas of this country. In New Jersey and Virginia, they have their governor and their state legislature on the ballot. There are ballot measures that are on the ballot all across the nation, and we're covering quite a few of those. We're even covering some school board races. So I would just encourage everybody, AFA provides this for you so you can be informed at election time. So anytime you go vote, I would encourage you to go to iVoterGuide.com before you cast any ballot and enter your address to see, you know, if we've covered any of your local races, because we do this as a service to you so that we can all elect people who share our biblical values.
Now, what y'all are doing, you have a team that helps do this, and so this is not This is not without cost. I mean, this costs money doing this. Can you tell a little bit more about the process in which y'all go about? Because you're not just getting on Wikipedia and making a few notes. I mean, tell a little bit more about the details.
You have no idea. So we have built this, actually a customized input, a website where we gather data, and we gather as much data as we can find. We have about 70 or 80 paid staff members. A lot of them are, you know, retired people, homeschool moms that do this, you know, in the season that elections happen. But we are downloading campaign finance data from every state. We have to write separate code for each state, as well as for the Federal Election Commission, for the federal candidates. We've got to keep all that up because everybody keeps changing how that works. So we got people doing that. We've got staff members that become the expert in a particular state. When does the election happen in that state? Where do we find the list of candidates? Who are the candidates that are going to run? And then they work on communicating with the candidate to get them the candidate questionnaire, encouraging them to answer it. We have another team of people that are scouring the internet for people who do endorsements on candidates. Have a whole team of endorsement, we call them research associates, that are finding and verifying those endorsements that are out there. And then our researchers, our state leads, our research associates are building every voter guide that we create. And, you know, there's probably been dozens and dozens, even in this off year, that are going out there and finding out who are the candidates running in Loudoun County School Board, who are the candidates running for Virginia House of Delegates, and finding out the candidate contact information and going.
Debbie, that's so exciting. That's so much great information. And AFA is supporting that. And you can support AFA by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And Debbie, after you were here, you and I were here together at Share-a-thon last year, I shared that, you know, I have college-age voters, new voters who are just starting to vote, and that process is really overwhelming. And to say that, you know, all of that research you just described so beautifully is all done for you. I used iVoter Guide. I went to iVoterGuide.com. I put in my address, and boom, it just printed out this amazing piece of information that I could take with me and that was very easy to digest. And you actually have some classes on Wednesday nights that are coming up. Is that right?
We do. We've realized the first time we covered school boards, a third of the races didn't even have a conservative on the ballot. So we understand that we need more Christians to be stepping up to the plate and entering the battle. And so we are creating a online campaign training class. It's going to start the first class a week from today, but you can sign up. AFI is providing that for you for free. There's no obligation. You just go to iVoterGuide.com/events, and you sign up for your information. It's going to be an online Zoom call. We've got some fabulous biblical Christian teachers who are going to teach you what's it like to campaign as a Christian. How do you even run a campaign and raise support? And most importantly, how do you protect your soul and your integrity on the campaign? So we encourage you to sign up. Start on October the 15th. Go to iVoterGuide.com/events. And to help make all of this possible, please go to or call the number for Share-a-thon, because it's your support that enables us to provide this.
That's exactly right, Debbie. And that number is 1-877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And Debbie, thank you so much for sharing that amazing information. iVoterGuide.com/events. And you can look at these classes that are on Wednesday nights starting October 15th, talking about what is it like to campaign as a Christian? How do you even run a campaign? How do you deal with voters and the media? What about raising support? And how do you protect your soul and your integrity on the campaign? And those are the issues that we're talking about here. Once again, that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Help Wesley and I get to 10,000 donors this hour. We are just about to round the corner to the last 25. And any other questions you have for Debbie, Wesley?
No, I just want to say, Debbie, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your team, and I appreciate that. And we will continue. I look forward to continue following the work of iVoter Guide as we get closer to elections. So thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to work with all of you. And thank you, everybody, for your support. We do this for you and couldn't do it without you.
Absolutely. Anyway, thank you, Debbie. You know, it is important, Wesley, because we're having elections. It's not midterm elections, so sometimes people tend to sit back a little bit and think, is there really anything on the ballot? Well, maybe there is and maybe there isn't, but most of these issues on the ballot have a direct impact on the family. So we encourage you to take advantage of this free resource to have. I'm telling you, in the nursing world, to have campaign classes like this, you're talking about thousands of dollars that people pay to go to campaign school.
Hours. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just thinking about all the hours they put in. Just to add to the work that they do, they have local people doing the research of the local elections and state elections.
It's incredible. I don't know how they do what they do.
It is. And they have, and with people calling in and donating, that I've seen their vision, their plan for the future. They want to cover more and more local school boards across this country. And in order to do that, one of the things we have to have is funds. As a vice president, being on leadership, I have the opportunity to meet with department heads and directors throughout American Family Radio and American Family Association about their vision for the future. And there is nothing about what I've seen that is just coasting by to 2026 and 2027. They have visions, they have plans, and I, as a leader, want them to be able to fulfill these visions that God's given them and these plans that God's given them. And one of the primary ways that they can fulfill that, and that in this particular instance that iVoter Guide can have, that they can grade school board directors is by having the funds to do so. And you can call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net. And the funds that you give could potentially help iVoter Guide be able to give their biblical approach to school board elections across this country and be able to expand their territory ministry.
And that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And you know, Wesley, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, all politics is local, but it is so true. Yes. And I know I'm really involved in policy in my state, and many times when I show up at the precinct level, it is like me and, you know, just one other guy, like just showing up saying, and these are the people that are making, I think people don't realize how easy it is to enter that. But the first step and getting involved is to become aware. And you can do that through iVoterGuide.com. And you can call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We're just 15 donors away from hitting the big 10,000, which I would love to do on this hour.
Oh, we're going to do that. We're going to do that in the next 5 minutes.
Because we have a cake coming. We have a celebration today, and I really want to celebrate every single one of those 10,000 donors.
So we're going to do that next 5 minutes. So we're going to do so by going to a listener testimony, if that's okay.
I love it, Wesley. Good confidence.
Yes, my name is Gordon, and I'm from Kansas. AFA saved my life. Thank you, Jesus, for all AFA staff. I'm a truck driver. I had an old homemade stereo in my jump seat. Every night at 11:30-ish, my stereo would only pick up 88.3 for about a half hour. I was not happy to hear Tony Evans or Alan Jackson preaching Jesus. No matter what I did, that is the only sound I could get. Trivia Friday really caught my attention. The laughter, the goodness that Tim, Fred, and AJ and others had was so fun and got me to listen in every Friday. Then one night, Alan Jackson gives a sinner's prayer and pulling doubles down a two-lane road. I get my heart to Jesus. And I have been sober for 22 months, and I've been growing in the Lord ever since. And now with AFR app, I listen every waking moment. Thank you, Jesus, and AFR for being warriors for Jesus. God had his hand on my radio, and I thank him for his grace. And so don't give up. Give your heart to him, and he won't fail. Support AFR. Thank you.
How
are we supposed to come back from that?
Well, we are 11,000. No, we're 11.
11.
We're 11 pledges, 11 individual people calling in and saying that they want to donate. Make it 7 now. And,
7.
And following the testimony that you just heard, I'm pretty confident that we can get 7 more calls before we go to our next break.
Just imagine the ministry, the impact that you're having. Your donation contributes to putting the radio on the air that literally saved Gordon from Kansas. That was absolutely touching. Gordon, you got my producer over here just in tears because praise God. Praise God for that. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Help us to get to 10,000 donors. That would be so exciting.
I think we're not. I know we're going to do it. I'm just trying to do it in these next 2.5 minutes.
That would be so great. Yeah, call
so
in.
Please call in 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net to financially support the work that we're doing here. A gift, be as generous as you can, a gift of any amount. God sees your heart and your effort to support what we're doing here. Whatever the amount is, God will multiply it tenfold, and we will continue to do the work here at AFR and AFA that God has called us to. Dating back to the establishment of AFA in 1977, we are coming up on almost 50 years of a ministry in 2027.
Amazing.
And thanks to your help and your support. And another thing that makes our audience unique is that they are very active.
Wesley, one away, one away.
Oh,
we have 1 minute. We have 1 minute, we're one away.
In all seriousness, we got 1 minute.
877.
Before we go to break.
616-2396. I mean, I hate to interrupt your
sentimental
expression there because it's really important, but 877-616-2396. We are just one away from 10,000 donors. We have 30 seconds. It could be you. Call on in. So exciting. 877-616-2396. There it is.
We did it.
Oh, that's so exciting. Thank you guys so much. We'll do more when we come back.
We'll be back right after this break. Visit AFR.net to make your donation.
Here in the Christmas season of 1976, I sat down one night to watch television.
One man saw the battle coming.
If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
And he chose to stand and fight.
If you will not respect our beliefs, then you will respect our money.
Yeah.
And we'll spend it with somebody else.
Reverend Wildman.
The Reverend Donald Wildman.
Discover the story of the culture warrior, Don Wildman, and how he went head-to-head with Hollywood, Playboy, the homosexual agenda, and the Disney empire.
Things were changing, and many people just sort of acclimated to it, and Don Wildman didn't.
They thought, I think, that they could just crush him.
The movement Don started paved the way for Christians to boldly stand for truth and righteousness in a hostile culture. Watch Culture Warrior today for free. Visit culturewarrior.movie.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
You know, I was just thinking back over the years about when Brother Don was just, it was always his work ethic and just the way he thought of things and how frugal he was with the Lord's money that really inspired me. And he was always willing to jump in there with us, whatever we were doing. You know, I can think of one time we were out there, a rainy day, and we're cleaning leaves out of the gutters, and next thing we know, we look back, and there he is with the rake, just out there in the rain with us, just raking them out and, you know, throwing them off. And, I mean, he wasn't scared of a plunger or anything else. And always walking through and turning off the lights, you know, making sure that nothing was going to waste. Just here recently, I came in after hours with a power outage, and you know, there were lights off in every office, and it just ran through my mind. If Brother Don was here, he would not be able to leave a single light on. And just that thought, my conscience wouldn't let me leave till I turned off all those lights. He's just always been an inspiration to me.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
My name is Lindsay from Hot Springs, Arkansas. A friend of mine introduced me to American Family Radio, Today's Issues, with Tim, Fred, and Ed. I also thoroughly enjoy exploring the Word with Alex McFarland and Bert Harper. My husband has now started listening to Exploring the Word podcast to become more biblically sound. I did listen to the 2024 election through the Washington Stand, which was encouraged through American Family Radio. It has inspired me. Jesus has used it as a growing tool in my faith, and I, in turn, get to use it as a witness to other people because I am very frequently referring American Family Radio to others.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day.
As far as our budget, the way we run a budget is you spend less than you take in.
We invite you to help honor the memory and legacy of Brother Don Wildman. Call 877-616-2396 to make a pledge, or give online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're so glad to have you, Wesley and Jessica, here at Share-a-thon for American Family Association. Listen, you guys are doing so amazing. We are at 10,020 donors, which is so super exciting. We would love to have you call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Twice a year, we come to you with the needs that we have. And let me tell you something, Wesley. I am just still a baby here. You talked about your pawpaw and this ministry
you
being
get
almost
about
50
four or
years
five
old.
Years in before
Look,
you
if you're watching online,
from being a baby on radio,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes,
you're always
it's
learning.
Two.
To, yes,
I'm two. I'm yeah. 2 years old today.
Hold, let me interrupt you quick. Okay. I keep forgetting we're on video.
Oh, we are on video.
So
yes.
Where is this being streamed that people can go watch?
They can watch it on Facebook. They can watch it on YouTube. Our video guy is standing right back there. You can see it. You can watch it there. And so this is our second birthday for the Dr. Nurse Mama Show.
Wonderful.
And Wesley, I know. Yay, right? Oh, yes.
Right.
And we've got our volunteers. I see
That's
you over
right.
there, Dana. Thank you so much.
Dana's equally as excited as we are.
I mean, I don't know. I think Dana might be
Maybe
more excited.
More,
like, she
enthused.
Is giving me life
yeah,
over
yeah.
here.
So
you want to call in and talk to Dana, 877-616-2396. She's sitting here waiting for a phone call. Let me tell you, you will be blessed if you call in. 877-616-2396.
So Dana, the name we just mentioned, she's a local volunteer. She's a friend of mine and my family, and she's here serving, taking phone calls. But if she's able to pause and get all excited about this, that means you're not calling in. You're not
That's
doing
right.
your part.
That's exactly
I'm
right.
I'm kidding. She's awesome. She's ready to take your call. We've got a bunch of wonderful volunteers here.
We do.
Are at... We're at 2.1 million.
Uh-huh.
We're at 10,030 individuals or families, a combination of those that have taken the time to call in. And we have a couple people sitting around. We're ready for you to take
That's
your
right.
call. So we got 877-616-2396 or visit afr.net. Now back to the cake.
Okay,
here.
The cake is really important.
Very important. So
yes.
we are celebrating 2 years
two
of Dr. Nurse.
2 years.
Radio program. How do you, in 2 years, how do y'all, tell us a little bit about the background of your radio program, like, daily. So how do you,
I'd love to do that.
I'm sure you plan out some, but then how much of that do you adapt throughout the week uh-huh. based on what comes in?
I will tell you, yeah. we are celebrating 2 years of amazing listeners. We have big shoes to fill
okay.
because the lineup here is so great, and I'm so grateful for people who have welcomed me into their homes, their cars, their mail trucks, their motorcycles
right.
to listen to me prescribe hope for healthy families. So when we started out, Wesley, that was the vision that I had was prescribing hope for healthy families because we live in a world that prescribes not hope, the opposite of hope.
Yep.
And we know that we have a hope that doesn't disappoint. And we know that it's possible to be hopeful in a world that is hopeless. Mm-hmm. And I also Amen. Really wanted to emphasize healthy families because in this world, we feel pressure to be perfect. And I think even Christian families feel that
yep,
stress even
absolutely.
More. And but it's not possible. Mm-hmm. I'm not a perfect mom. I'm going to go out on a limb, Wesley, and say, you're not a perfect
absolutely.
Dad. I don't think we need to call Chelsea. In,
no,
Right.
Have to do
okay.
That. I'll stop you there.
Okay. All right.
You
don't have to call my kids.
You may get more than you expect.
Exactly. But yeah. we'd love to have you call in and support at 877 616 616-2396, 877-616-2396. But Wesley, you asked me how far in advance do we plan. We plan actually a year in advance for some of our programmatic elements that we have. So this year we focused on Mental Health Monday. So we had some Mondays where we focused on mental health. We're also doing a series called the Declutter Diaries. And who knew that the listeners would absolutely love that.
Because, I bet they would eat that up.
Yeah, because I mean, clutter is
like I'm about
a
to
real
eat this
thing.
Cake right here.
I know, exactly. We can. We have to share some with the volunteers.
This
but,
is not,
doesn't it smell
for those
so
that
good?
Are watching, this is not a fake cake like like you go when you're trying to pick out one and you're like, here's an example. Like, this is so...
Brent, who works here,
that's right.
He produces Exploring the Word. Mm-hmm. His wife, Stephanie, made this cake.
Oh, wow.
And she did such
she
a
did.
Great job. And we've got such a great team here. You can call and support them at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And I'll give you a little behind the scenes to who you're supporting. Because here to my right is none other than Richard. He is our board operator. Today is his seventh anniversary with American Family Association.
Wonderful.
Seventh anniversary. And he is, let me tell you, this man is calm, cool, and collected.
That's right.
Even when there is chaos. And I'm so grateful. I've got my producer, Stephanie, over here. Actually, she and I have been friends for 25 years. She's a children's minister, works so hard on all of that programming. Mm. We got Jeff here who works on video. And let me tell you, he's been working really hard today because he's created some new video intros for the shows that make them dynamic, and you can call and support the work of all of these amazing people. It's really a picture
like
of the body of Christ. I see you. As long as you don't spill your coffee, you're going to be fine. 877-616-2396. Please call in and celebrate, and we'll try to. I'll try to keep Wesley from eating this whole cake before we can share it with the volunteers.
If I had a fork, that would be great about right now.
Yeah.
If I had a fork, that would be great. No, hey, in all seriousness, you mentioned about not being perfect. Listen, up here is the same way. I mean, our technology goes down at times. Other times, you know, the things don't go as we expect or plan they do. It's just part of life. But we have but with that said, we have a tremendous amount of accountability and time spent in prayer. And so we meet. We have small meetings. We have large meetings. Here at AFA and A4, we are very, very sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and we're very, very sensitive to what the Scripture teaches about how we should operate as a Christian ministry, and far from perfect. And there's things over the years we look back and say, well, we probably would have approached it this way, or we probably would have said it this way. There's things that we learn over the years, but we are very, very consistent on trying to please God with what the gifts that He's given us by expanding our network, by expanding our ministry. And we're able to be as effective as we are. And really, really, we've had a lot of attacks over the years from the enemy, both very literally and spiritually. And we've had our lives threatened here. And the guy, individual, I can't, without getting into all the details, the individual that threatened our lives to come up here and shoot up the place, and he listed names, all that, he actually got prosecuted and put in prison. This is a legit story.
Wow.
And so while those things take place and those things happen, that will not interfere with us doing what we believe God's called us to do. And we are very – the reason I mention that story is because you know that you're doing what you're called to do and you're being obedient to God. When you're effective is when the enemy is the most – it seems to be the most obvious. The enemy's attacks you the most obvious when you're very effective. And so there's been times in our lives where it has been very challenging. We've had our credit card processing company at the time 3 years ago cut off our donations overnight. We walk in and we're not able to receive donations through our particular credit card company. And so we've had all these issues over there, and this just reaffirms to us that we're being effective and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and that God's going to help us see us through that. But we can't go through the difficult times in ministry without the prayers and the activism and the support. And in this case, this week, these couple of days, you have an opportunity to financially support us by calling 877-616-2396, 877 616-2396 or visit AFR.net. Some of those stories I just mentioned, there's way more than that. Those are just
a
couple. But we don't, you know, we're so focused thanks to my Pawpaw, Don Wildman, thanks to the way that he laid out the daily operations and our vision and our mission and keeping us focused, that we often don't talk about those things, I don't think, enough to remind our audience that we need your prayers, we need your help. And that's that many more reasons to support what we're doing, because so many times you're seeing like the Charlotte Kirk assassination, you're seeing these attacks on Christian conservatives, and you're wanting to know, well, I'm just an individual at my house. How can I help fight back against the far left? Well, here's an example.
By
supporting the work that we do. 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net.
You know, Wesley, I'll say, as the baby on the block here still, which is pretty extraordinary. I feel like I'll get to be about 15 years old and I'll still be the baby, because when people come, they stay. They stay a long time. And so I can say, having walked in here, not having any family connections, any blood relative connections here, of course, we're all family and we're all God's family.
Yes.
But I really didn't know much about American Family Association, but walking the hallways, walking the offices, getting to know the people as I have over the last 2 years. Let me tell you, this place is hopeful.
Yes.
This place, the people here do not have a spirit of fear. They have a spirit of joy.
Yep.
There is joy on their face. And I wish that you could see all of the volunteers here. But if you call in at 877-616-2396, that's 877-616-2396, you will hear the joy in their voice. You will definitely hear that, because it is really incredible to see how everyone uses their gifts. Just exactly like I said, we have some on camera. We have some at the reception desk, some who give tours, some who do shipping things, some who do maintenance. I mean, just all of these things that are required to run the ministry, to be able to provide the resources to give hope to the world.
I'm looking here, too.
Do we have a challenge?
We do. I'm looking at
$25,000.
$25,000
right
challenge.
Now. And let's see, we have like 7 minutes left.
We got 7 minutes.
We might be able to get to 10,100.
I know that's the official challenge here, but I'm looking at this, about to call an audible.
Love it. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's
go
do
off
this.
Script.
We need to get to 10,100 individual or family donations. So we're at 10,072. So that means we need 28 more people to call in and give a donation.
Do
you notice I just said a gift of any amount?
You did. A dollar.
A gift of any amount. Now, we have a challenge here that goes through 5 p.m. Central Time, which will carry over beyond this program. So you'll still be able to do $25,000 challenge, but we're looking for some individuals to call in, and now we need 22.
877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. As I'm looking at my computer screen, I'm seeing Walker behind me, and, you know, we're just having a friendly competition. Maybe yesterday we may or may not have gotten a B-. Yeah, I know. I'm calling him out right now. Please, I am not a B student. 877-616-2396. Look at all the letters after my name. I am dedicated to studying, to learning. Help me out. I don't even care if you call just because you feel sorry for me. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396.
I was going to say, you know, at some point, I'm about to start making our listening audience feel bad for us, okay?
Okay.
Because we need their help.
We really do.
Listen, I'm going to go so far to say that if Dr. Peck and her radio program on American Family Association, American Family Radio, has impacted you in any way, would you please call and give a gift of any amount that says, hey, listen, I appreciate the work that you're doing, the time that you put in preparation, the equipment, the people that you have that support you, the names that we mentioned here, Richard, Jeff,
so nice.
Stephanie. We need your help, so please call in specifically for the Dr. Nurse Mama radio program on AFR. If this impacted you, call in as soon as you can, as soon as you get a chance, and give a gift of any amount.
877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And you know, Wesley, one of the great things about working with a team here at American Family Association is I can tell you, listen to that phone ringing. Thank you so much, whoever that is. Thank you. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616. I'm going to cry. Listen to that phone ring. 877-616-2396. I can tell you, and my team can affirm right here, every single day we think, how can we serve our listeners? And we pray that God would edify and encourage the heart of the listener. That is behind everything that we do. And everyone is working together to have their to bring their gifts so that we can bring encouraging messages of help and hope. 877-616-2396. We're just 14 away from hitting another 100 on this hour alone.
That's right.
You have a fork.
I do. Yeah. Well, you know.
Wait, where did that come from?
If I didn't feel like my grandmother would find out about this, I would probably start eating right here. But she would probably slap my hand.
She would,
yeah, and say, "No, you need get your own plate."
No, Wesley, you need to get your own plate.
But we do need to wrap up this program quickly because this is looking really good. There we go.
Really
okay,
so,
all right. Let me give an update here. We got 10,091 families or individuals.
Out.
We want to get to 10,100. So we
do.
Need
nine more
people to call in and give a donation of any amount over the next, we've got about 3 minutes left.
3 minutes left. 877-616-2396. Dial it right now. 877-616-2396. That would be amazing to hit 10,100. Nope, it's close.
There's one thing I want to mention before we go to a break or before the program ends, and that's something that really I noticed has really resonated with our listeners and our supporters over the years of me being able to travel and thank them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this. When we're together in a room, you're able to look around and say and see how many people do care about a biblical worldview and about having hope for a healthy family.
Yeah.
And there is 10,092 families that represent
97. Did you see that? Oh,
hey,
it's
can we
so
push
close.
This break back? No, I'm just kidding.
I know. 877-616-2396. Slow the roll, Richard. Come on.
That's
we can
right.
do it. 877-616-2396. We are going to share this beautiful cake, birthday cake, with our volunteers. Thank you so much for calling in at 877-616-2396. Wesley, we're going to be back tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to do to top this. I know. We're going to talk to John O'Leary about Soul on Fire, a movie that's
I'm
coming to the movie theater
that
tomorrow.
Yesterday. Yes, they are going to be with us.
They're going to be with
Wonderful.
Us.
You're
okay, thanks, you guys.